audio problems.
Boo.
there's a swampy sound behind all of it. I don't know what to do about it. We could go back to doing them in person.
Nope.
But Lori's would like to veto that. And I don't know. There's probably a Max Fun like studio or something. God knows what's available. But you did stand-up comedy this evening, Lori Kilmartin?
Yeah, Jackie, so you're listing off the video. You're sort of leaning over like a ship that's about to drown. That's about to be submerged. There you go.
Here I am.
Yes, I was at the old Ueno Vino. Ueno Vino.
What's it called now?
Nico's. And it was a show that's part of Netflix as a joke, which I'm not technically part of because I'm a comedian. And, but I did do a set and it was a nice crowd. It was a pretty full crowd. It was a free show. So the seats were all taken, standing room only, crowded outdoor, you know, in the outside of the showroom. And Dylan Adler was there. I love him so much. He's so sweet and so funny and so silly.
How much time did you do?
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't care about Dylan. What? I just don't care about you. I care about you.
Oh my God.
How much time did you do? Did you get some work done? Was it a delight?
You know what? You being pro me is real creepy. Like, you know what? Never mind. No, thank you. I like the old Jackie who dislikes me intensely and prefers everyone else on the lineup.
Well, and who else was up? Anybody else?
Yes, but it was people I hadn't, I think I had, oh, our partner was there. Of course, the partner was there.
Oh, nice.
And then other people I just met that night, I think, mostly. Okay. But
Laura
also
Kaitlinger
I got there late.
Asked me to do something called Netflix is a Clusterfuck. And I don't know where that is, or I don't know if she was even getting, but she DM'd me on TikTok, Laura Kaitlinger.
I love it.
And I was like, what is it? When is it? I have a bunch of shows this week, but I'll do one more if you got time for it. It's, yeah. I did the craziest. I did three sets on Friday. Was it Friday? Might have been Saturday. I think it was Saturday. So I did a 4:30 show at the Ice House.
Oh, yeah.
It was a benefit for a school that Vargas Mason put up. And it was, Mo Collins was there with another guy that's famous from Mad TV, McDonald?
Wait, Mo Collins from Mo Collins, The Walking Dead?
Walking Dead and MTV.
Oh my God.
I mean, Mad TV.
Yeah, no, right.
I've known her since the early 90s.
Wow.
We would be more friends if we hung out more. But she's, yes.
She was in was she in a group, like twosome, whatever, with Kathy Najimy? Am I thinking of the right person?
I don't know. She was
Kathy and Bo. Yes, I am. Friend. You don't know this? Why do I know this? And I'd never met her.
Aisha Tyler, who I also consider a friend, was on the Dork Forest, and I asked her what she had been doing since Friends. So guess what?
All
Maria
right.
Bamford has a documentary. I'm like, I don't know if it's out. I don't have time for other people's careers. I'm busy trying to book a weekend. Anyway.
Understood.
But Mo Collins and the McDonald guy, also from Mad TV, they were there. Mm-hmm. They did it. And it was good. It was 4:30. And then I had the first slot in the improv Saturday night first show. Mm-hmm. Friday and Saturday shows at the improv pay $100 or $150 if it's sold out. Mm-hmm. I was doing the Saturday first show and it was so sold out, it paid $200.
Wow. Okay.
And it paid that because it was a roast lineup. I guess there's going to be a roast of Kevin Hart again.
Okay.
Haven't we called him short enough? Isn't there a way
we can Jackie, there's always a new way to call Kevin Hart short. Kevin Hart, there really short? Is. And you,
yeah. I guess so.
You all need right. to. You need to work, but you, it's possible.
Right. And I couldn't repost the poster because it's all people. They're all vaguely. They make me uneasy. All of the other comics that were on the lineup. And so I got on stage and they made me so uneasy that I was agitated when I went up and I yelled at them. First of all, I tried to do my act. They didn't mm-hmm. get my sex. I was trying to close my set
yeah.
with the dick jokes just right. because it was Saturday first show at the Improv. I wanted to do well. This one guy on the right wanted to talk. Not to me, but about me to his friend. And I became slightly angry.
Of course.
And so I told him to shut up and he wouldn't shut up. And then I told him to shut up and he wouldn't shut up. And so the third time I said, haven't you self-diagnosed autism yet? Shut the fuck up. And it was not my shining moment because
Jackie, you go from 0 to 100 in these crowd interactions. I'm telling you, stop at 50 miles an hour, cruise a little bit, then go to 75 and then call them autistic. That's what I do.
I try to be nice. I try to be I try to be slightly obnoxious, but not mm-hmm. mean. Mm-hmm. And then I would like you to shut up. So,
well, and it's a 12 minute set, correct?
Yeah, 15. Yeah.
15. So the fact that you have to deal with this during a 15 minute set is ridiculous. Like if it's an hour long set, you know, you can ease into it and figure it out. But this is really annoying.
Right. There's no, I can't possibly move my microphone. Remember when I moved my microphone and you couldn't hear me anymore?
Please.
I'm going to not, don't touch the microphone.
No one touch anything. For some reason, okay. The audio is working. Everyone just freeze.
Okay. So that was the second set. And then I drove back over to Flappers mm-hmm. to do the Yoo-Hoo Room. And I did the Yoo-Hoo Room and it was good. But I didn't get to work on any of my new material because... By the time I got to the Yoo-Hoo Room, I had forgotten what new material I wanted to work on. And I was then in the mode of, well, I'm going to try to fix this actuaries bit. Mm-hmm. And so so I didn't get to work on the new airplane bit. And I didn't, but then I saw you on Sunday.
Yes.
And I tried right. to, and I worked on a bunch of new stuff. You worked on a bunch of new stuff. That was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really cool. We went to Peter Kim's gig, The End of the World or The End of the Earth or something
Last
like
Night
that.
On Earth. Yeah.
That's right. It's Doom Central, the name of the bar, right? The show's yeah. called Good Sesh. And it was, you know, the both times I've been there was lightly attended, but it was fun. And it was, you know, I got work done. I got some stuff done. I worked on this chunk and I was like, oh, I see where it's coming together.
Supportive.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's kind of really hanging out. Yes.
Everyone's
definitely.
Hanging out. Everyone's watching everybody else's set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The sets are not too long.
Right.
And
yeah.
And he books a really good, strong show.
Yeah.
So it was kind of great.
And there's a little music too. He had a musician for like that played guitar for like half hour. That was pretty cool.
Well, that's neat. And yeah. then I went next door because I had forgotten to eat since breakfast and got a piece of pizza. And the woman at the pizza thing said, I almost spoke Armenian to you. Are you Armenian? And I was like, that never happens. And yes, I am.
That never happens.
But I was so glad that you didn't speak Armenian to me because I don't speak Armenian.
Not even a little bit, Jackie.
And she gave me a free Coke. I could say hello. I could say, how are you? I can that I can do church. I can sing about the Lord because I was in choir for about 10 years. Because you know what choir does? It shortens the service. the Armenian service is 3 hours long. I was in both
Good
Sunday
God.
School and choir to break up that 3 hours.
Jackie, I'm Hardcore. Starting to side with the Turks. You have as much Armenian as someone who's dating an Armenian, but not an actual Armenian.
Right, because I'm half Armenian. I get it.
Well, here's the thing, but you you don't. I'm surprised someone thought you were Armenian, a fellow Armenian. Do you get that a lot? Because you have the Irish part of you is pretty strong in your appearance as well.
Right. And but I think as I get older, I look more and more like my grandmother. And charming. Can't wait. Can't wait to just touch people's faces with my wet hands.
But is that the lady who bayoneted a Turkish officer?
No. No. Oh. She hit the village priest with a 2x4.
I've been telling people the wrong story, but still, that's a tough gal. That's a tough gal.
She was a tough gal. She was the one who did not bayonet a Turkish officer. There was essentially a Turkish corporal in charge of her 200 people of the line. And when I was 13 or 14, I asked her why they were so much more, many of them. And he had a gun, but they could have tackled him and killed him. And she said, no one wanted to be the first to die, so we all died.
That's right. That's Jesus right. Christ.
And it's interesting because she lived, but she considered herself part of the dead.
Wow.
Yeah, Jackie. Turns out when you're part of a genocide, it's a little dark.
Jackie, that's intense. That's one of those sayings that should be on like some little meme that you post every once in a while. You know?
Oh, right. I could do that. It's Well, it's in the Staycation album. It's called, the name of the track is the Genocide track. Oh, by the way, 800 Pound Gorilla has taken down both of my videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I
at your request.
At my request. And I have re-upped. Actually, I left Horcrux. I had uploaded Horcrux and then they asked to upload it. And I just turned it on private. I'm just gonna upload it. I think tomorrow I'll put it up or today. It'll be Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because it still has 9,000 views on it, almost 10,000 views. And I'm just going to sort of remake it available to people.
Yeah.
And then I just have to find the HD version of Staycation and upload that because it's around here somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Right. I wish I had, I have video of the album Corset, but it's just video taken. I mean, it's okay, but it's like one angle. I mean, I should clip it out, but still, I don't know. There's so many shoulds. The digital list is just long. And even if I'm asking my son to do it, I got to manage it and go, you know, oh, do this and do that.
Oh, right. It's hard to count on the guy that I use. He did just do Altercation, and Blonde Medicine also did Altercation, but it was this time Dre didn't, like, he picked out, Staycation might have been easier to pick stuff out of, because he picked out, he was the one who first put the Rapture bit together.
Oh, nice.
And that got so many millions of views, and but he didn't find anything like that in Altercation to clip out. So Blonde Medicine did a better job of clipping out Altercation. And I'm going to do, they're also going to do a clipping out of version of Staycation too, I think. Though I get all the clips from 800.
And then you got to upload them.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. But they're all clipped out and captioned. So there's that.
Yeah, fine.
So I got
not a life anyone wants.
No.
You know? It's looking backwards. Nope. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, here's this thing I did a while ago. Who fucking cares? That's what I think. But I mean,
right. But whatever. The content is content, whatever. But I do. Fuck. Yeah. I don't know.
You guys, we're both so depressed.
you and Atticus both did the Dork Forest. That got fascinating. That was great.
Yes. Yes. I feel like if he did it alone with you, it would be a different situation.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know why you were there, because I wanted to do it with you, and then I wanted to do it with him, but you were like, we're going to do it together. And so I had to at one point say, stop talking, Lori. and then he talked, and then it became, because at first, when you think about it, he hasn't done 10 years of a podcast like you have.
Right.
And you've also been on television and done 1 million other podcasts. So mm-hmm. this very easily could have been his first podcast.
I think it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a learned skill like anything. He does VO stuff with his, his YouTube, but mm-hmm. he doesn't do podcasts. So happy to be the first. York Forest, always happy.
Yeah.
Happy
to be part of the solution. When he answers a question, Hun, we need to elaborate a little bit, please. We're trying to fill an hour here. You don't say,
The words, hun, I don't know if I did a lot more editing on the Dork Forest, it'd be funny to figure out how many times you said the word hun. But we did Attack on Titan. Mm-hmm. So it could not be more spoilery. I've already spoiled it for Andy. I was like, did you know about Attack on Titan? And he was like, I did not know that.
Here's the thing. Stuff can be spoiled and you can still enjoy it. I think the only thing you can't enjoy is The Sixth Sense, if you know how it ends. Right? Oh,
I could probably watch it again because I've forgotten. You know that I didn't get the secret of The Sixth Sense until like the second hint. Like when he drops the fork.
when they were going backwards and looking at moments.
Well, at the end of the Sixth Sense, I never knew he was. Spoiler alert, you guys. He's a ghost. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I didn't know until the second that final dinner. And the second time he did something and she didn't hear him. And I was like, oh, I think he's a ghost. Mm. Anyway.
Thank you, Jackie, for taking us through that riveting process of you figuring out a 35-year-old movie.
There are things that I am good at. And there's other things that I'm not good at. And I'm not going to lie to people. I'm not going to live that lie anymore, Lori.
We did the John Hodgman show. And ladies and gentlemen, the court ruled in favor of Lori Kilmartin. Jackie, very immaturely flipping me off with all of her middle fingers.
No justice, which you know what that means, Lori.
No peace.
No peace. So
I did win. Red Delicious apples were ruled delicious.
If they were not ruled.
Yes, they were.
Delicious.
I have the court documents right here.
They were ruled that you get to like things that even John Hodgman said was dumb.
They were ruled.
Okay, I was worried that this was really a miscarriage of justice.
Properly picked and properly chilled, they are delicious.
It was established that they were probably delicious when they first came out. But in the splicing, the Botany of Desire was referenced several times.
Yeah, by you. You kept bringing up your big books. Sorry, Jackie. I just go by how I feel.
Oh, your apple feelings are terrible. You had to kill the taste. This was her defense. If you put a piece of cheese next to an apple, then it tastes good. I was like, yeah, that's not an apple.
First of all,
a piece of cheese.
You put it a slice, not a piece, a slice. Okay. You don't put it next to the apple. You put it on a slice of an apple. So you're making a little sandwich.
Taste of the apple.
No,
yes.
Excuse me. It's extra sharp cheddar cheese, not just any cheese.
Extra, right. Extra sharp. Even more flavor kill the taste of the dumb apple.
No, they work together. When the apple is chilled, it works together.
You first of all freeze the apple so it no longer has any flavor.
John Hodgman ruled in my favor. So you can relitigate this all you want, but I won the verdict.
I would like to sue for just for damages. I think I have PTSD over this apple thing.
Well, anyway, so that was Friday. And then Saturday I went to, Hermosa. And so then Hermosa is great because it'll tell me like the, you know, a weakness that I don't get in other clubs. Yeah. And so I was like, I don't know if a joke needs to be changed or I need to change how I say it. I'm not really sure, but I was like, yeah, I gotta figure that little area out. But it was a lot of fun. Good to hang out, see people, you know, that stuff. And right. then, tonight and then tomorrow I'm doing another thing. I'll be at El Cid tomorrow.
Mm. Oh, is that another Netflix? Or?
I don't think it is. Maybe it is. I'm not really sure. And then I head to Vermont this weekend. Friday and Saturday, leaving on Thursday night. And then I'm going to be in New York doing spots Monday through Thursday. Okay. And then I return on Friday and Saturday, 4 p.m. I have my work in progress in Los Angeles. The tickets are really cheap. I think they're $10. So come if you can. It's 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And I'll be making cookies. It's a free cookie situation, as always.
Right. Which is when I thought you could read a recipe. And then you explained that you had purchased a tub of cookie dough.
Yeah.
And they're
still a recipe. You have to turn the oven on to the right amount of degrees. And then,
Okay.
And then, and then you put the dollops of the dough on aluminum foil that's on top of a tray. Sure. And then you have dough to dollops. Set the timer. And then you take the cookies off. And so there's a lot to do.
Right. And if you purchase a large tub, you have to do it a lot of times.
A couple times. Recycle the tub. Sure. You're in and you're out.
You're in. All right. I, on the other hand, will be doing Largo on Thursday with Maria. That's probably and Vince Caldera, I believe.
Oh, nice.
And I think that's a Netflix is a joke. Friday, I'm going to Oxnard to open for Maria at the Levity Live, I think.
Uh-huh.
Saturday, I am headlining Flappers. Saturday, May 9th. If you are in Los Angeles and you want to see me do 45, come at 9:30. We're doing the show after Leno. Leno's show is at 7. Mine's at 9:30. And Laura House is going to feature for me.
Cool.
And so that is a hell of a show. So she'll be doing That's 20 to 30, depending on how long if they've booked anybody else. But go to my website and get tickets and come and fill that room if you could in an effort to fight the good fight. Sunday, I'm doing something called Hollywood Record Scratch.
Oh, that sounds fun.
There is a club, and it is called the Best Comedy Club Near Me Theater.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which is a 45-seat black box theater on Melrose.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be doing that. That'll be Sunday night. And then I'm doing a benefit for a cat shelter next Tuesday. Got tricked into that. I'm allergic to cats. Next Tuesday the 12th, that'll be there. And then on Wednesday, I'm going to Irvine to open for Maria. And on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm opening for Maria in San Diego at the Mic Drop. So if you're in San Diego, that'll be next weekend. And then, then I'm doing Bark. In like a week or so on a Wednesday with Vance.
Jackie, we just pursue our spots. We try to work the new shit out, put it all together, 8-minute sets at a time. Tough in this town.
Yes, 8 minutes at a time. I really want to do that. I'm kind of tempted to do an album of just all of my dad's stuff, but I would have to re-memorize it. But it would be a fun album, you know?
It would be very fun. And you could probably add some stuff to bits as well. You know, I did Jamila Jamil's podcast on Saturday.
Okay.
And she's from The Good Place. She's an actress and an activist. Okay. And so I decided, it's like you tell a humiliation story. I had a couple. I had, of course, a pants shitting on stage story, of course.
Of course. Of course.
We all do. We all have one. Well, you will. So. Don't get cocky. It's coming for you.
Right. It's not over. You're
coming for you.
Signed that my career is still in process.
But then I decided to tell the Nicaragua story on her podcast.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, was I talking to Joe Wong or something at Flappers? And he's like, I just put them all out there, put everything out there. You know, saving for a special. I mean, you could also put it on a special. 0.0001% of people see something you do on social media. And most people never see it. So
right. And if one person emails you, like happens in my life, it says, well, you did that one joke on Conan that was on one of your albums. Somebody wrote me
even
that
still?
Once, and I was like, no, I still am mad about it.
Now that's the kind of petty that I respect. I'm mad about everything, but so I thought, let me just, you know, it's not, there's no audience. It's just Jamila. And then there was another, guest named Sydney. So I just kind of told it to Jamila and she laughed hard. And she did at the part where it gets the biggest laugh, she sort of like collapsed. And I was like, all right, this is good.
Good.
So I don't know if it'll have a huge audience or something, but it's not told the same way as it's told in a club. And I kept one of the little off-roads, I kept it off. And okay. So that if someone were to go see that story and go right to see me at a club, it'd be a little bit different. But I don't know. What are we saving things for once they feel finished? You know, Colbert's going off the air. That's another late night show you can't do, you know? So I don't know what the right thing is to do. I just decided to do the story there.
I will say that I have told stories on podcasts that then people have come up that I've turned into bits and they've come up to me and said, I was so glad you told that story that I heard on the podcast.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So that was kind of cool. I did Ryan Sickler's Honeydew.
I saw a clip of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I forget what I say on podcasts. And the good news is I'm not a fucking monster. Mm-hmm. I might say something that then I have to apologize for the wording, but it's never going to be, oh, I am against the voting rights. I mean, it's never
right.
It's not going to be some monstrous. It's I will have been wrong about something.
Right.
And that will make somebody correct me. And then I'll get to say, oh, okay. And it's so I told the story about how my sister and I shared a bed and I never told that story. I don't think I had told that story on a podcast before.
That's really funny.
Yeah, because it was because I wet the bed and Darla to this day sleeps on the edge of the bed because we
shared a bed.
You
said edge of the mattress.
Oh, edge of the mattress.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Because there were, I mean, just the whole... That whole living situation was insane.
That is,
my brother
said the bed was in the dining room. Did I get that correct from the?
Yes. So there was like, Bill says that it was a bedroom, but he had, I swear to God, it was the pantry. He had like a cot in the pantry that he slept in. And then Russ and Scott shared a room and my mother had a room. And then Darla and I slept in the dining room in a bed. And then Terry had the two-season porch in Wisconsin.
Oh, my God.
Which is why he started getting laid when he was about 14.
For warmth?
Just to sleep somewhere else.
he wanted a comforter.
And just because he needed someone to cozy up to. And, the whole thing was a debacle. But, I did that. I did the Dan Savage podcast. That one hasn't come out yet.
Oh, nice.
That was, we gave sex advice to different people.
Okay, but, cool.
Yeah. And Dan Savage, super nice.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask Alan Tudyk. Tudyk?
Tudyk.
Tudyk,
yes.
I think. Tudyk. Yeah, because he's resident alien, but you know, Firefly. More of, you know, he was Wash on Firefly. Anyway.
Wasn't he on Andor?
Yes. I think so. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And then he's done a bunch of voiceover stuff. Amazing. But he has a podcast with Nathan Fillion that I asked if I could be on. So I don't know if I'll get to be on that, but that'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm. The Rookie. I mean, it's an ABC show. So, of course, since I'm working for ABC, I'm a little more aware of it. But The Rookie apparently is like really popular with Gen Z. It's 8 years into its run. Yes. And I guess they like, I don't know, they like the consistency of it and the sameness of it and the whatever it is. It's a procedural. And for some reason, they've glommed onto The Rookie and not the, you know, any of the Law and Orders in the same way. But,
right. Well, it's, yeah. I mean, I think that they were, Gen Z were probably all about 12 when it started.
Probably,
and,
yeah.
And their parents were watching it because their parents had probably all watched Castle. And then they're
yeah, there's a Fillion for every generation.
There really is. Between Firefly and Castle and now The Rookie.
Yeah.
That's the, and now there's going to be an animated Firefly.
Mm. I didn't watch Firefly. What you said though about when I did WTF, I did WTF like the week before my dad died. So he was in a hospice, like he was about to go into hospice and it was all collapsing. And so I was talking about my dad and I said he lived in some like shithole third world countries, which I regretted about an hour later. I'm like, oh, that what I meant was he was getting shot at and we were terrified. Yes, yes. There was not a lot of safety. You know, and there was
it
always
wasn't
some,
anything to do with the culture.
No, there's always yes. some military junta that was after my dad or something. So, yeah, I know you mean about regretting what you say on a podcast, you know.
Speaking of regret, let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the Max Fun members who supported us during Max Fun Drive. You're helping us as we try to put more good into the world. And as part of putting more good into the world, we've opened our annual post-drive charity sale. MaxFun members at $10 per month or more can purchase MaxFun Drive keychains featuring designs for shows across the network. And all members can buy our charity exclusive keychain starring Mikey, our little microphone buddy from this year's MaxFun Drive. This year, we've decided to send the proceeds of the charity sale to the Center for Constitutional Rights. They're dedicated to the creative use of law as a positive force for social change, tackling issues like human rights abuses, racial injustice, and sexual and gender-based violence. These folks are fighting to make things better. So to get your keychains and support the Center for Constitutional Rights, head to MaximumFun.org/charity sale. And if you're not yet a member, you can still get in on this. To support the show you're listening to and get access to bonus content and the charity sale, just click the link in the show notes. The sale is live now, and it ends on Friday, May 15th. That's MaximumFun.org/charity sale. And thanks again.
When I found out I was pregnant, I didn't know what to do until I heard about abortion pills by mail, a medically safe way to end a pregnancy. Learn more at plancpills.org. That's plancpills.org.
And let's come back and talk about, we have so many great women comics who just come up in the feed.
I know.
And so we have a thread of all of these different women. And who is the one, who did I pick? She was great. She was super funny.
Michelle Sui.
S-U-I, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
I see her. Yeah, she's on my list. She's so funny. Her stand-up's funny. And then she just does these little videos about, she'll talk about China sometimes and just talk about America. And it's real interesting, you know? She's really good.
Right.
Is she LA stand-up based?
I don't know. Hmm. I was trying to figure it out, but I couldn't figure out where she was out of. All I knew was that it was nice and polished and smart and silly and funny.
Yeah.
And then all of those different videos are just, it's stand-up, but she's just doing it on the street.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like they originally told us how to do Instagram and stuff like that. It's like, do your stand-up, but just say it into the phone. But it's also kind of informative. It's a little, not necessarily feels like a hard joke all the time. It's like interesting as well. So
right. What's her handle? Out.
It is Michelle Sweet Comedy, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-S-U-I-C-O-M-E-D-Y. Go follow. Her stuff is super good. The videos are awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. We did it. I have to reorder merch, which of course is a mixed blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But I need both hats. What do you think about balaclavas? What do you think about ski mask bee hats?
I love it. First of all, as a longtime fan of the IRA, I love a balaclava, right? I love it.
And if the bee gets lost when you pull it over to make a mask,
you can't be identified. Like that's right.
My website will not be the only thing that anyone sees as Jackie. Somebody throws... Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, were you to get some lady terrorist to give you a little promo while she, I don't know, burns down a data center, is that going to hurt your sales? I don't think so.
I think that's how I want to go. as long as there's residuals. Yeah. So I was going to ask, I have to order hats and I have to order shirts. But we're about to go into summer, so I might want to hold off and just try to. I'm going to ask him if he can make ski hats, ski masks, balaclavas.
Who's him?
And the Union Hat Company I use out of Boston.
That sounds like it's going to be expensive.
Right, they're already expensive. They're $15.44 each.
I bet there'll be more.
That's why I charge $30 for them.
You need you have two holes and then little nose
and
holes, right?
And more cloth. More cloth.
That sounds like it's going to be pricey.
It might be prohibitively expensive, but it also sounds very funny.
It does. Anyway. I do like it. I do like it.
And then I need t-shirts. So even if I just order t-shirts, I think it's $5,000 because the t-shirts each cost me $15 each too.
Wow.
And so it's an investment of several thousand dollars. But then I make the profit when I sell the shirts.
Jackie, just explain capitalism to our listeners. Yeah,
what happens is you have to buy a product and then you resell it and you double the price because it's like Trader Joe's. And
okay. I hope you, I can't wait to hear your decision and hear about your pricing schemes.
Yeah. I just have to find out if the guy can get those hats. But your reaction is a good reaction. Everybody else email me or tell me online.
I like it.
JackieJackieCation.com. Do you like the idea of a balaclava?
You know what? I think women are starting to become so angry that they also would like the idea, just, you know, the potential. Like, maybe I'm not going to burn a warehouse down, but I'd like to have a balaclava in the car just in case I'm feeling it on a whim.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, why have you stopped me, officer? And you don't get to talk to me. Yeah. What do you got?
Okay. So in the 90s, when I was working Tribble Runs, I used to go into antique stores and old bookstores because, first of all, I didn't know that they existed. I walked into an old bookstore and I was like, I thought it was the only one in the world. I was like, I cannot believe all these old books are here. And so I bought a whole bunch of them. And then I'm like, this is every small town has these. Okay.
You had never seen a used bookstore before?
Not used, old. I'm saying like 100 years old, like antique books.
Oh, like rare books. Okay.
Yes, stuff like that, right? So in Helena, Montana, I was either in an antique store or like some sort of, you know, they have a lot of like used stuff, and not a Goodwill though. And there was this photo album, and it was a photo album of photos from the Vietnam War taken by an American soldier. And it was just him and his friends and all the stuff. It was like huge. And there were so many pictures in it. And I was like, how can someone just give this away? Like, how could they give this away? Right. This is so valuable. And so I bought it and I've kept it all these years. Every once in a while, I will post about it on Twitter. I'll say, I have somebody, here's a family name. Does anyone know who this is? So finally, my son found it. And he's like, he said, oh, I found grandpa's Korean War stuff. And I'm like, no, that's not even, I don't even know who this guy is. Wrong war. Vietnam War. I don't know who it is.
Right.
I got to get rid of this or people are going to think that's my dad. Right. So I posted in Craigslist, on Craigslist in Helena, and I sent a, I put a bunch of pictures of it up, pictures of the pictures. And the guy's written like handwritten notes about, it's like priceless as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. If that's your grandpa, your dad, priceless.
Yeah.
And I've had it up there for like 3 months, it's like renewing. And then somebody emailed me and said, that's my grandfather's. And so he sent me his address and I mailed it today. So it, I was a caretaker for, I don't know, 30 years almost.
Right. For somebody else's.
Yes.
Because
I kept going, I got to get rid of this. Like I'm getting rid of my own shit. Why am I keeping this? I don't know who this person is. He didn't care enough. No one cared enough. And I keep trying to find somebody. And then finally Craigslist worked. So,
wow.
That was so cool. So it's on its way and I am relieved from duty, officer.
That's amazing. I should allow me to make a lateral move and tell you that I'm going to be in Helena, Montana doing stand-up comedy.
Wow.
And Missoula and Bozeman, and I'm supposed to sell those out. So, hey, if you live in Montana, figure it out. Go to JackieCation.com and come and see me in Montana.
I'll, you know what? I can email the guy and maybe he'll go see your show.
He might go see it. It's going to be at a lovely,
what's it called?
Small venue. The Helena gig?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I mean, I think it's an interesting, I think it's an interesting idea that we use this podcast as a way to advertise our stand-up comedy shows. What about it?
One ticket sale at a time.
right. Okay, the Helena one, which is on May 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's this month.
What? Yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
Did you get your plane tickets yet?
I did. I think. I hope. Thursday, May 28th, I'm in Helena at the Sidecar. That's right. The classy Sidecar in downtown Helena.
I would kill to do this gig. I love it.
And then Bozeman, Montana, Friday, May 29th, the last best comedy club, Friday, May 29th.
Love it.
And then May 30th, I'm back at the Sidecar in Missoula. It's a chain, you guys. Or I've got it wrong. It doesn't matter. the links go, no, Sidecar Missoula. That is correct. And Sidecar Helena. Yeah. It is a small Montana chain.
I'll let this guy know. Now, listen, I have been saying that I'm going to be in Cincinnati for about 2 months.
Right?
Listen, I'm sorry. There's too many cities in Ohio. They begin with a C and it needs to stop.
Columbus.
I'm in Columbus and Cleveland. I'm nowhere fucking near Cincinnati.
You're in Columbus.
And in fact, the plane ticket, I had to change the plane ticket because I got a plane ticket in and out of Cincinnati. And I'm like, should I just keep it? And then I looked in the map. I'm like, no, this is ridiculous. So I am in Cleveland on the 22nd of May and I'm in Columbus on the 23rd of May.
I have not yet gotten my ticket for DC. I'm doing the DC Loft. And then the Sunday I'm doing Duckworth.
Oh, fun. Didn't you do that before? That,
I've never done it. I've been talking about it for months. Might have to cancel Duckworth.
Okay.
There's not enough money. I'm not going to make enough money, and there's not enough airfare. I think I'm going to have to pull it off the back end of that trip. Just because I think the whole thing, I'm making $600. That's air and the show. For to get to DC to Duckworth.
Yeah,
it's
a long drive. Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, those plane tickets are getting real expensive, Jackie.
Yeah, they're getting real ugly.
Running out of jet fuel. They're using that as an excuse. Even if they haven't run out, they're using it as an excuse.
I did get not a prohibitive. I'm doing Livewire in Portland, Oregon, and I got a ticket for less than $400, like $387.
We both know Portland should not cost more than $200. We both know it.
It should be $250. Is what
not even $250. Don't even be that generous. $200 tops. Bought day of. That's how it should be.
Well.
Hell yeah.
All right, you die on that hill. I'm hoping to go back. There's a resale vintage shop called I Want Seconds.
Oh yeah, I remember that
in Portland. Mm-hmm. And I ended up buying a nice shirt and a jacket up there. And I hope I'm there enough to do a little drive-by and check that out.
Well, if we're talking clothes, I was just watching The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow. She has the most beautiful teal blouse that she's wearing. So one of the other writers is really good at figuring out where clothes, you know, backtracking. So I sent her a couple screenshots and she tracked it down for me. And sold out, of course. But I found like a dupe on eBay. So we'll see. It's coming from China, $125. The original is like $350. It's a silk, beautiful blouse.
The first time I ever, let's take a quick break and then I'll tell you after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say, what's the trivia show where dreams come true?
It's gotta be Go Fact Yourself.
Legend in the house.
We quiz celebrity contestants about topics they love.
Then bring out surprise experts.
To delight and amaze.
And then finally tell us why you know and love the lyrics to the song Knockin' Boots by Candyman.
Joining us tonight is a rapper and producer. It's Candyman!
This is among the greatest moments of my life.
This is one of mine, too. I love it.
That's Go Fact Yourself.
Twice a month, every month.
Here on Maximum Fun.
So the first time I ever tried to figure out where the clothes were coming from, like if I could find... Lorelai Gilmore used to wear the greatest t-shirts in the world on the Gilmore Girls. Mm-hmm. And I was like, where did she get that? And of course, I'm sitting around with my friends. We're watching Gilmore Girls and... It's the conversation is there's not a single mother in the world who could afford these clothes. And so I found there was a website that tracked all the clothes from like Gilmore Girls. And it was the years when Gilmore Girls was on and Melrose Place was on and 90210. And so it would track all of those clothes and then it would give you links to $350 t-shirts. And I was always like, God, I wish I had $350. And then I'd be like, and then what? You'd have one t-shirt. It's just not enough.
Yeah, for a t-shirt, no. But I mean, this is a silk blouse and it would be for stage.
Right. It would be, and you could wear it on TV.
Yes.
It'd be a dress event.
Yes. Yes. But I think there was some TV they were trying to push where you would be able to like, click a link during the show, which I'm sure they'll still try to do. But it's like, no, just let a show unfold. Could people just have their dialogue and the story unfolds? I made a note. I'm like, I got to get that blouse. But I went to it after the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We watched an episode of Deadlock right before this and half of an episode of Brokenwood. So, Deadlock, the first season, you haven't watched it yet. I know.
No, but every time you say it, I write it down on a piece of paper that I then throw away. But it's starting to really stick in my head. Hold on, I do it again.
Did you do a Pandora ad for Vermont?
Ah, Pandora. Is it too late to do one for Vermont?
No. No. It'll
do one tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, it can take up to 12 hours, I think, it takes an hour to start playing. So,
okay. All right.
And don't forget to put the link and change your photo.
Change my photo.
Yeah, because you can change your photo to go with the ad. So
why would I do that?
Well, because otherwise it's just your regular artist picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
And it doesn't, there's no sensory change. Anyway, I was told that it was a good idea.
Okay.
So deadlock.
And to use the word season. Sensory. That's exciting.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. The first season that we were, Andy and I are sitting there watching the second season, mm-hmm. and every episode you're like, I think I know who did it. I think I know who did it. And today, watching episode 4 of 8, I think we're on 4 or 5, we reminisced about how every episode of the first season, we were certain a different person did it. And then we were wrong. And he's actually really good at you know.
Figuring that stuff out.
I think figuring that stuff out. He probably knew the Sixth Sense ghost was a ghost right away. Mm. But I'm terrible at it, but I was like, I bet you it's this one. And we have gone through at least 4 different characters. And it's going to end up being like the first season when you found out who it was, mm-hmm. you could have, it made sense. The person was never even on the radar as that was going to be the murderer. But when it was revealed that that's who the murderer was, all you could think was, "Oh, that makes perfect sense."
Sure, Jackie.
It's remember well, when well there written, was is what I'm saying.
Yes, remember when there was less options for television, and
it was nice. Yes,
yes, and so you said a show, and I knew what the fuck you're talking about. Instead of I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yep,
those are the days.
But I don't know that you watch a lot of murder shows. You watch a lot of killing shows, like The Walking Dead. And the.
Well, that was with my son. That was mother's son time, Jackie.
Attack on Titan.
Man, I started watching it again because I realized I'd forgotten so much. You know, when I started reading like a wiki or something, I'm like, fuck.
Right.
And it's so good. It's so good. I think I might do another rewatch. It'll be my third one.
Hell yeah.
And are you still doing it with the subtitles? Or because Atticus watched it dubbed once.
I don't want to see these characters speak in English. I don't want to hear it. It makes me sick to my stomach. I like these are Japanese and Korean characters. Dark. It sounds ridiculous when they're speaking in English. Okay. It doesn't work.
So dark. So dark. Mm-hmm. As they were, Kyle, as they were explaining the plot to me, and it will go up in 2 weeks, all I could think was, I'm never watching this show.
I am
so glad to have heard.
You've never seen it?
No, he can't wait to listen to me.
Oh, I can't wait for this podcast episode.
I see.
Yes.
Again, there's no amount of Lori talking about anime that will ever fill my quota.
So I did Jenny Yang's podcast last night, too. You did it a couple weeks ago, right?
I did.
Setup, that gal. It's very professional. Yep. It's like a whole room is turned into a studio. I did it with...
It's what everybody else is doing. Nobody else has audio problems.
Nobody else is doing this shitty thing we do. Everyone's doing that. Everyone has a whole full room dedicated to their a TV studio.
I mean, if anybody These has a room lives. Within this group, happy to set this up.
Right.
We can make Except these threats, but like, this is all fixable problems, guys.
Right, right. We could do this guest
We could
room.
Have a lovely little setup tomorrow.
Garage. Yes.
No, you can't do the garage. It's Atticus's territory now.
Right, right.
And, what if we split revenue with him? Don't tell him the revenue is nothing.
But I did it with Vanessa Gutierrez, so that was pretty fun. And that was good. It was nice to see all the lights, a big setup at home.
Wow. So did you see I posted the text message I got?
I did. You quote tweeted me. I quote tweeted Jen Kirkman. Jen got an email from a male journalist wanting to know her thoughts on Louis C.K. at the Hollywood Bowl. And she just did this really funny four post thread about why don't you fucking ask the male comics? Why are you always re-traumatizing female comics? And then And I said, and then I just quoted it. I said, actually, that would be a better article. I would love
would
to hear
such a great article
from famous male comics, whether it's no comment. That's a comment is no comment. They don't give a shit, you know, which we kind of know, or they do care or whatever. I would be fascinated to hear from men about what they think about Netflix giving Louis another special at and recording at the Hollywood Bowl. And so, yeah, that's what I posted. And then you
quote tweeted with yes, because I was asked if I would be willing to comment on it. And I first sent it to Jen Kirkman and I texted it to her.
Yeah.
And she wrote me back. She said, God, I just love that you said absolutely not as the first sentence. Would you be willing to have this conversation? Absolutely not. This conversation has been had. Nobody wants this conversation.
No one cares.
I think you made an excellent point about dudes. And then I was like, not having to hear his name at all would be amazing. That'd be the ideal.
Well, we'll get away from that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. But I like, and then I wrote back to the guy who asked me to do it. I said, it was a male comic. Who had a friend who was a journalist.
Okay.
Who was looking for this.
Of course.
And I said, now, why don't you talk to him?
And what happened? Leave you on read?
He said, oh, I used to work at that station as well. They wouldn't want me.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Wouldn't they?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Lame.
I don't know, Jackie. Why? Like Jen had a really, she posted something else where she just like started listing all the things she's done her career. And it's just saying, hey, I'm kind of a cool person. Maybe you should just interview me because I've done all this shit. And it's like, yeah, me too. And you too. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've had interesting careers. You don't need my comments on a sex offender. Is that the only way I get promo? Please.
Right. It was, I couldn't repost whatever.
Yeah.
It was, I am looking forward to, I don't think that there's a musical guest tomorrow on Maria's show. I think it's just going to be the three of us with Vince, but it's sold out.
Cool. That's going to be great.
The Largo. So that's going to be great. And I'm looking forward to doing Oxnard and working on these two new bits.
Yeah.
And maybe some of the Germany stuff. I think you made an excellent point about the Germany stuff that people don't remember the Berlin Wall.
You can't jump into it. They do not remember. We were raised with the Berlin Wall, hearing about the East German soldiers that shot you if you tried to escape and cross, what, 20 meters or
200
something?
200 meters?
It was yeah, 200 whatever. Meters. Like, it was horrible, right? And I think you have to tell them a little bit about it because unless
just jog a memory. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could even be Kyle's age, but it's not, it feels like history. We live with it. We lived reading about it, right? So it feels like it's something that happened to us. And so, yeah, I think you have to give a little background. And then when you set up the escape room, I mean, it's much funnier and darker because everyone will be on board. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, come and see the new bits, you guys.
Yes, if you're in Vermont this weekend, Burlington, please come to the shows. I got a lot of new stuff. Jackie will attest. She saw some of it on Sunday.
I saw it.
Some dark shit. So come on out for it.
Some silly stuff, some good. Yeah, all good. Mm-hmm. All good stuff. And then Maria told me that she tagged a bunch of her yoga. She's got new yoga tags.
I love it. I love that bit.
That yoga bit is so great.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to do it tomorrow at Largo, but she was talking about maybe saving it for the next album. But,
okay.
So come to Montana. If you're in Montana, come to Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Minneapolis. I'm opening for Maria all around California.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm hoping to get some more work, you guys. So feel free to book me. There you go.
Oh, one last thing. Hantavirus. There's What's a that? Cruise mm-hmm. ship that's been quarantined for hantavirus. The woman who got hantavirus, I think they had the initial case, got it in Argentina, boarded a flight. And so now they're doing contact tracing. Jackie?
Wait, hantavirus. There's a cruise ship that has it?
It's yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's holy shit. It's 2020 all over again, gang.
Well, the Earth thinks there's too many people. And Project 2025 thinks there isn't enough whiteies. Yeah. So guess who's going to win? I'm rooting for the Earth.
Yeah.
But I like all of you.
Only after I finish my next special, right?
You want one more hour. One more hour legacy.
And then the Earth can end. Thank you.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.